Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. The Northwood Kansas softball team was trailing three runs and down to their last at-bats in the bottom of the seventh when they scored four runs and walked off with an 8-7 win over North Iowa on Monday. They'll play Wednesday night in the district semifinals. Also that night, the Lake Mills girls opened their playoffs against North Union at 5 in Central Springs. The 8-4 Northwood Kensett Viking boys are scheduled to be in the semifinals of the Class 1A Substate 2 District Baseball Playoffs at 4:30 today in Mason City versus 9-1 AGWSR. But the Vikings have someone close to the team who is showing COVID-19 symptoms, and the Iowa High School Athletic Association says if the test either doesn't come back by game time or comes back negative, Northwood Kensett will have to forfeit the game and end its season. Today's forecasted rain could postpone the game until a date when the test has time to come back negative. Let's hope so. The 13th player drafted out of 15 by Minnesota Vikings in 2020 became the first to sign his rookie contract. Quarterback Nate Stanley, who was drafted 244th overall out of Iowa, has made it official. The native of Menominee, Wisconsin, finished his career in Iowa City ranked second in school history in career touchdown passes, passing yards, attempts, and completions. Minnesota Wild general manager Bill Guerin says the club has signed forward Kirill Kaprizov to a two-year entry-level contract starting with the 2019-20 season. The 23-year-old 5'9", 185-pound winger set career highs in goals, even strength goals, assists, points, and shots on goal, and tied his career best in games played while leading the KHL in goals for the second straight season and ranked third in scoring, tied for fourth in game-winning goals, and fifth in plus-minus rating. The left-shot forward collected two hat tricks and became the youngest player in KHL history to have 100 goals scored. Guerin said he's exceeded all expectations in his development since he was drafted in 2015. He's smart and dynamic. He's led the KHL in goals each of the past two seasons, and we look forward to having him on our roster when next season starts. Kaprizov was selected by Minnesota in the fifth round of the 2015 NHL entry draft. He can join the Wild for practices while they're in Edmonton for the upcoming playoffs, but he can't play in games until the 2020-2021 season. In the name of health and safety, NFL players could be sporting a whole new look in 2020. The Oakley Mouth Shield, a product designed by Oakley in collaboration with doctors and engineers from the NFL and NFL Players Association to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus on the field of play, is expected to be distributed to all 32 teams over the next week. Safety protocol negotiations are ongoing between the league and the players. Currently, there's no mandate to wear a face shield, but the NFL's medical experts are advocating for the use of the protective equipment. The Oakley Prism lens technology used by skiers, military personnel, and most recently NFL players for enhanced color and contrast in their visors is featured in the new design. There are airways and openings on the mouth shield, but none that allow the direct transmission of droplets. The 13th player drafted out of 15 by Minnesota Vikings in 2020 became the first to sign his rookie contract. Quarterback Nate Stanley, who was drafted 244th overall out of Iowa, has made it official. The native of Menominee, Wisconsin, finished his career in Iowa City ranked second in school history in career touchdown passes, passing yards, attempts, and completions. Minnesota Twins center fielder Byron Buxton was carted off the field during the third inning of Minnesota's intra-squad scrimmage Monday at Target Field after injuring his left foot while tracking a fly ball. Manager Rocco Baldelli said the initial once-over did not appear to reveal anything serious, and the club is cautiously optimistic, but Buxton will undergo more testing. The Northwood Kansas softball team was trailing three runs and down to their last at-bats in the bottom of the seventh when they scored four runs and walked off with an 8-7 win over North Iowa on Monday. They'll play Wednesday night in the district semifinals. Also that night, the Lake Mills girls opened their playoffs against North Union at 5 in Central Springs. The 8-4 Northwood Kensett Viking boys are scheduled to be in the semifinals of the Class 1A Substate 2 District Baseball Playoffs at 4:30 today in Mason City versus 9-1 AGWSR. But the Vikings have someone close to the team who is showing COVID-19 symptoms, and the Iowa High School Athletic Association says if the test either doesn't come back by game time or comes back negative, Northwood Kensett will have to forfeit the game and end its season. Today's forecasted rain could postpone the game until a date when the test has time to come back negative. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information about the shopping show, and more available on our website, kqprfm.com. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.